Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out at David Wax Museum Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. I'm joined by a group of WNRN members, and our guest today is Phosphorescent Matthew. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
WNRN is presenting an evening with Phosphorescent tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7, the show's at 8 o'clock. The new album is Revelator. We're going to talk all about that, but Matthew, we'd love it if you kick it off with a song for us.
I'll play Revelator for you. Thank you. I got tired of sadness. I got tired of all the madness. I got tired of being a badass all the time. It's only survival, only not dead upon arrival, only ahead of every rival that we find. And we're ridden beyond where we could safely touch down. Out in the void, past where we could have had turned around. I tried my feet on the floor, tried to beat on the door, but it didn't even make a sound. I got my heart open wide, but the city been shut down. Yes or no, babe, it's just an easy way to throw away what we have. I don't need a letter, I don't need anybody better, I don't need anybody ever, I never have. And you're ridden beyond where you could safely touch down. Out in the void, past where you could have turned around. Yeah, I told you before, I needed you more, but it didn't even make a sound. I got my heart open wide, but the city been shut down. Stand in the yard and watch the evening come down. And I shuffle the cards when all the idiots come around. Hey, I told you before, I needed you more, but you couldn't even turn around. I got my heart open wide, but the city been shut down. I got my heart open wide. The city been shut down. I got my heart open wide, but the city been shut down.
Phosphorescent live on WNRN, Revelator, the title track to the new album. So, Matthew, I read that you said when that song came to you, you realized there was an album.
Yeah.
What about that song was the key for you?
Well, it was just sort of like the North Star, both, I think, sonically and also thematically, like lyrically. I had these other sort of pieces of songs floating around, you know, and I never really know what I'm doing at that moment. And then a song like that will come along, and it kind of just it works like breaking the dam down or something, and you know the water goes rushing, and you just get on the boat at that point, I think, and try to steer it.
So it took you about 6 months to write this record in Nashville, recorded at your studio down there. You made the move to Nashville from New York years ago. I'm curious, How has that move impacted you creatively and now having your own studio? Has there been sort of a freedom to create down in Nashville, or has there been a community you've tapped into?
Yeah, a little bit of all that. But in truth, I've always had my own space where I make these things, and I tend to be pretty pretty closed off and insular about the whole process. I kind of feel like I would do this wherever I was. But at the same time, obviously the place you are has a huge, you know, impact on stuff. And just like, yeah, there's a I don't know if you guys know this, but Nashville has like kind of a music town. And so there's you know, loads of amazing players. And yeah, I definitely have tapped into a lot of those folks over the time.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about your family's impact on this record, too. A couple of things I want to highlight. So first of all, your father, curious about how that plays into your songwriting. And I read that one of the songs on the record, you were actually inspired by some poetry by your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a really sweet song on the record that that I totally stole from my daughter. I stole the opening line from her anyways. She'd just written this poem. I found it on her desk one day, and she'd just, I guess, been looking out at the trees and just wrote this really. I'll start crying. Don't start me on this right now. It's early for all that. Yeah, no, she just, yeah, wrote something that was truly just got me, and so I promptly stole it, and
gave her songwriting credit.
Yeah.
Phosphorescent Live on WNRN from David Wax Museum Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. Playing tonight for WNRN Presents Show at the Jefferson in Charlottesville. We'd love it if you play another one for us.
Yeah. This record in particular feels like a real nighttime record, and so it feels sometimes a little nuts to be doing. Songs like these on a day like this when it's so pretty, and because it's a record of bummer songs, there's no two ways about it. And my partner, she wrote this song and didn't use it on a record that she had made, a record called Altar. Her name's Joe Shornikov, she makes amazing music. And so she didn't use this song, and it's probably the most bummer song I've ever heard. And I said, I got this record of real bummers I'm working on. This would fit right in there. Can I use it? And she said, yeah, because she didn't want to use it. And it's called The World Is Ending.
Like a California woman with a global point of view, you wear it well, it's unbearable. You found it in Peru. Five stars, great, you got it made. I've been reading the reviews. It's a new world, babe. I can't behave as if I know what to do, 'cause I belong to an old song. It's a feeling unrelenting, and I might have apologized, but I've never been wrong. I know the world is ending. Your birth inspired spontaneous choirs, angels heralding you. The psychic's vision came to pass. The critics all withdrew. The palm leaves laid for you to play on. They sway as you come to. And all of this new happiness makes it all the more uncouth that I belong to an older song. Yeah. It's a feeling unrelenting. I might have apologized, but I have never been wrong. I know the world is ending. Until they send some scientist to come and prove me wrong, babe. I know the world is ending. I know the world.
Phosphorescent Live on WNRN from David Wax Museum's Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. The World Is Ending, the first Phosphorescent song not written by Matthew, included on the new record Revelator. WNRN is presenting Phosphorescent tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors at 7, show kicks off at 8 o'clock. So Matthew, you just said that this is an album full of bummers. I think there's some hope at the end of this record, but I'm curious, what about a sad song or sort of a melancholy draws you in?
That's a really great question, and I don't know the answer. Yeah. I feel like it's a thing that sometimes I can get fairly unclear about in my own head about it, honestly. But yeah, for whatever reasons, I've always been drawn to those kinds of songs. And when I sit down to make music, that's the place that I go to, I guess. It's hard to explain, but I do feel the same way. At least I'm hoping that it feels the same to you as it does to me, which is just what you said, that it flips it somehow and it does become a hopeful and strong thing. And with like, it feels kind of like it's like some kind of reckoning or something like that. You're kind of like pushing back against that.
I want to take a step back and talk about your release leading up to Revelator. So in 2022, you had a project called the Full Moon Project. Mm. Every month on the full moon, you would release a new cover song. Nina Simone, Vic Chestnut, Randy Newman, whole range of artists that you selected to cover with this thing. How did you select those artists? How did you whittle it down to those songs?
It wasn't that hard because I made kind of a joke when I started it, the project, that I was going to try to do it perpetually. I was just going to put out a song every month for the rest of my life. It turned out to be harder than I thought to do. So really, it was just kind of like the first 12 that were on this. I guess I keep like a pretty large list in the back of my head of songs that you go like, maybe want to play that one day. You know what I mean? I have still a bunch more, so there's no. But yeah, these just kind of, they came together in a really organic way. They're just all some of like my favorite songs.
Yeah.
You know.
So spending that time embodying someone else's songwriting, were there any sort of lessons you learned or anything that you took into then recording Revelator?
Yeah, I think
experience?
I took a lot from them. Picking apart other people's songs, I think, is probably the best tool you can have to like learn how to do this. You know, and like little things that you think you might already know from knowing the songs really get revealed when you pull them apart and see how they work and like really get in there with them. And I'm the type of person that when I like a song, I'll just play it I'll burn it down, you know what I mean? I'll just play it again, I'll play that again, and just do that. It's kind of an so it's just kind of like that. I like really getting deeper and deeper into the little things of it. And so yeah,
Phosphorescent Live on WNRN from David Wax Museum's Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. WNRN is presenting an evening with Phosphorescent tonight, the Jefferson Theater. Matthew is solo here, but we'll be full band tonight. So doors are at 7. The show kicks off at 8 o'clock. And Matthew, we'd love it if you'd take us out with one more.
Yeah, I'll do one of those full moon songs, actually. This is a song by a fella called Vern Gosden. It's a great song called Any Old Miracle.
I know it's late, and I sure do hate to bother you, but you know you're the only one who knows what I've been going through. It's her keeping me up all night again, so I just had to call on you to ask a favor of a friend. or any old miracle. There's no need to send it around. I take a little bit of extra trouble, Lord. Be sure you send the right one down. 'Cause if I have to get over her, I need some help from you. So just send me that one miracle, any old miracle won't do. Oh Lord, I know so many others stand in need. You got troubles to attend to. You got hungry mouths to feed. But listen to me, Lord. I don't mean to take too much of your time. So just send me that one miracle to heal this heart. Trouble, Lord. Be sure you send the right one down. 'Cause if I have to get over her, I'll need some help from you. Just send me that one miracle, any old miracle. You just send me that one miracle, any old miracle won't do.
Thank you. Thanks so much, right? Cool. Thank you.
Phosphorescent Live on WNRN, playing a WNRN Presents show tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Matthew, thank you so much for being here.
Thank y'all. Yeah, see you later. Yeah, cheers. Thanks, y'all.
I want to thank Dave and Suze. Thanks to Peter from Wilkinson Wealth Management. Thanks to Madison, Ben, Matt, and Michaelin on cameras. Jeff and Alan on sound. Thanks to all the WNRN members who are here, whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.